Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Legendary Miami Hurricane. They celebrated one of his teams last week. Heisman Trophy winner, grill master extraordinaire. He joins us on Thursdays, every Thursday. Gino is the new ambassador for Evening's Delight. That's South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen and grilling and tailgate needs. Got a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal, pellets, fuel, the big green eggs, right? Evening's Delight is South Florida's source.
We got it all. Whatever, however you want to cook it.
Big green egg grills and the accessories and the seasonings and the sauces and everything. So Gino Toretta. Evening's Delight, by the way, has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. And Gino is headed to the great state of Louisiana for UCLA-LSU Saturday, which you can hear on Touchdown Radio. Where are you going in New Orleans?
Well, so they have made a nice thing. So, you know, New Orleans is only about an hour away, so I can get there direct on American. So I prefer to avoid Delta and the Atlanta or Charlotte layover. So I go on direct into there. They now have a Cafe Du Monde in the airport.
Oh, a little beignet action?
New Orleans, immediate beignets. And then I think I'm going to have to go down to the grocery in New Orleans and get some moufalettas just for the drive into Baton Rouge. It's not very long, but I'm close, and man needs his nourishment.
Man needs his nourishment. We'll talk about all this stuff, including nourishment, but I want to talk about the Canes first because they're headed to Tampa, and it's a primetime battle with USF. Should this game strike any fear into Hurricanes fans? Because this seems like one of those games that's gone south in the past. And I think we all saw USF kind of hang with Alabama earlier this season. Alabama ended up winning by a wide margin, but they were hanging with them in the fourth quarter. And I wonder if this is one. I said to Solana, they have literally gone through three games without a hiccup, without a hitch. That's really tough to do in any football schedule, no matter how easy the schedule is. So there should there be some warning flags about Saturday?
Well, listen, when we talked last week, since I'm Jimmy the Greek, the great prognosticator, I told you to give up three touchdowns and take Georgia, and Kentucky won't score a point. And Georgia barely won. I think it was 16-14 at the final. And really, Kentucky gave him 3 points. So Kentucky should have won. So I think that's all you need in college football to realize that if you're not focused every single week, yes, you can't get beat. I mean, South Florida has a talent. They have the coaching staff. You know, Van Dyke is coaching there. Kevin Patrick, one of my old teammates, is our D-line coach. You can bet that they're going to be ready to play. And I think that if you go into any game complacent that you're just going to walk in there and get a W, it doesn't happen anymore in college football. I think you have to be focused, and you can bet that USF is going to, you know, same thing with anytime people play Miami, you use this as a game, you get your guys fired up, and they'll be more fired up for this one than any other.
Who's that on, the players or Mario? Like, who's it on all week to be preaching you can't be complacent, and no matter how great the first three games have gone, that's not how it's going to go?
Well, I think it's on the coaches from the standpoint of the coaches can see how a team's practicing from the start, from Sunday to Monday, and how they're preparing, where you can see whether they need a kick in the pants during the week, whether they need a wake-up call. But I think that, you know, with the proliferation of everything's on TV and we can watch it and we can see scares of top teams. I mean, Northern Illinois, hell, went into Notre Dame and beat Notre Dame this season. So you can see it. Players see it. So I think they realize that. But, you know, it's very hard to go through a season and have the kind of energy and performance where every single week you're on your top notch. It's almost like you want to try to be there, and you hope that, you know what, if you don't have your best stuff, kind of like a pitcher, if you don't have your best stuff, how do you get out of there with a win? So I think it's on the coaches to basically, you know, make sure these guys are preparing during the week and they're ready, and then hopefully they got their A game when they lace them up on Saturday and play.
Has there been a hitch for the Hurricanes in 3 weeks? If you're a consultant on the staff, if you're a consultant and they say, Gino, can you make a list for us of things that need to be worked on or things we need to address? Could you make one even?
You know, I think there's always things to clean up. I mean, I think that, you know, we don't probably see the intricacies of what the plays are called, like offensively. You know, I know came through picking against Florida, but he bounced right back and really didn't let him phase him. And I think that was a big, you know, big step in our offense, because it seemed like last year when, you know, guys, the quarterback Van Dyke and others would make a mistake, it was almost like the team would be like, you know, kind of, oh no, here it comes again, you know, I think that he righted the ship and, you know, went from there. I think the offensive line is obviously they a huge wall. It seems like Cam has a tremendous amount of time to sit in the pocket. The running backs have been doing well. You got, you know, the wideouts. Everybody has been clicking. But let's be honest. You know, Ball State isn't the Indianapolis Colts we're playing or the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, you know, you got to look at the opponent as well. And what I like, though, is they stayed focused. They went out there and did what they're supposed to do, instead of maybe kind of sleepwalking through any part of the game. But this game is going to be a lot harder than Ball State. It might be, to be honest, it might be the best game they've faced so far this season. And that's where, you know, when you prepare, you have to prepare like that. And as you go through this season, if you're undefeated and you keep winning, each one of these games gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's up to the coaches and the players to realize, hey, it's still, you know, 11-on-11, and take it down a notch. But these games, the pressure is going to continue to mount the longer they can stay undefeated.